Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord and I have made, and we shall rejoice in it and be glad. Amen, and so be it. We are discussing and meditating on Psalm 23. And we are on verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I have been living a life, all my life, struggle. All my life, struggle. So many times, I've been taught that I was a blessing. I thought homelessness. I know more about failure than I do about success. But when success comes, I would find myself allowing myself through the negativity of life and storms of life. I was taught how to victory. And this is even after I was a Christian. More work. God had really, really hard on my mind to teach me how to be a winner. Even that was the most difficult time when negativity screaming and raging at you to give up and telling you over and over again that it's over. Toss of the towel. Throw up the white flag. Leave town in disgrace. There's nothing if somebody talk me out. I'm your host, Laverne Bond. This is the Step to Retreat. We learn how to live a collaborative life in Christ. I am still stuck on the word moisture. M-O-I-S-T-U-R-E, moisture. Word that, for me, conjures up a meaning of abundance, prosperity, life. Although that's not really the actual description of the word. To me, the word conjures up what it takes to abound in an environment that without that moisture, you would survive. I don't know exactly how to say that in Galilean erudite, but if you've ever lived through a period of time where, I want to say it like I hear it in my spirit, the enemy has been besetting you with all manner of people and feel like people are sucking you dry, everybody around you dry. I'm telling you, that's a place of God where there's moist you. Feed on him, and have him restore your soul. And that's why I'm on the scripture today about he restores my soul and leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He's doing it for his own, not for yours. I was thinking about a fellow collaborator in Christ who experienced some tremendous threats from the enemy. I mean, this person was describing how she was getting desperate. Her and her family were getting desperate. She was doing what the Lord was telling her to do. She's in the entertainment field, and she works, creates content on the web. And she was talking about, I mean, we're not close or anything. I've never met her in person, but she was describing her plight. And the Lord had, I believe the Lord had led her to a field of work where she where we report on entertainment news and things like that, it was her green pastures that I was on. That was where her God led her. And she was indeed prospering in that area. But all of a sudden, negative force began threatening her family, attacking her finances and her livelihood. And she began to consider abandoning this green pasture. I mean, despite how prosperous she was in it, she started to feel like she wasn't getting the return on her investment of time and money and focus that she felt she should get in comparison to other people. Now, I'm not going to get into the aspect about comparing yourself to other people, but she was becoming very, very intimidated. I mean, it got so bad, the intimidation got so bad that police had to come in, the FBI had to be called in. These were essentially the things she was showing on this particular video. I mean, basically was showing her dead, depicting her as a dead person, being beat up, physically beat up, and things like that. And it was just really, I mean, it was just really, really unbelievable. How somebody would even bring these kind of things to her mind. She showed how people were sending her emails and putting comments in her comment section about how they were going to kill her and calling her an ugly bee and all this kind of stuff and calling her the N-word. This is, I can't believe people find this much time to be so cruel, but in any event, this was her situation. I thought, thank you, when I heard about this, I felt, the first thing I thought, she should not shut anything down and abandon her livelihood, but instead run toward the battle. And I went so far as to like her and tell her that. You know, when you are where you're supposed to be in God, God puts you somewhere. We're not just a way to provide resources for you to prosper in this area. You don't run from that. No matter what it looks like, even if your green pasture looks temporarily like a dust bowl, you don't run from it. Don't you run from it. You run toward the battle, not flee from it. And that's a note to anybody. If you're where you're supposed to be in God and you don't have sin in your life and you're doing what you believe God is telling you to do and you've examined yourself and everything is a go for you, you stay put. You don't leave. Because, see, this world, whether you want to realize it or not, this world has changed. This world has changed. I'm talking about the outer world, not the inner world of your spirit and your mind and your heart. I'm talking about the outer world. The world on the outside is run by people who live and work out of their head and their heart. And there are a lot of people who haven't adjusted accordingly. And those people who have not adjusted accordingly are angry. They're angry with you because you know where the prosperity is, and they don't. And they resent you for it because you have the wisdom to prosper it. But more importantly, I'm concerned for the body of Christ because for some reason we have forgot that we are his body. Now, let me go back real quick. I'm going to explain that people who are angry, a lot of these people are Christians who claim to be Christians. They claim to be Christians, serving for the body of Christ, because we have forgotten that we are Jesus' body and he is the head, not the other way around. It's true, we can write our own ticket with the words of our mouth, but we have to order our words based on his intent. We are at his disposal. He is not at the disposal of us. Once he laid his life down, that was it. We are his servants, not the other way around. Not the other way around. What we do nothing of ourselves that doesn't profit, that profits just us. We do things that profit the body. Yes, the things that we do may not seem that significant. Making a blog talk audio every day may not seem all that significant. I may be talking to nobody, but I'm speaking to the ether. I'm speaking to the air. I'm speaking to the four winds of the air, the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I know my words are true, and I know my words are light, and I know my words are life force to people who are resonating on the same frequency that I am. I'm not concerned about reaching people who I am not assigned to. I am assigned to those who resonate with this word, and this word will profit that portion of the body of Christ. Whether we realize it or not, we live for him. We live for him. And the sooner we figure that out, the happier we'll be. For me, personally, this is a hard thought for me to take to grasp a hold of because I'm naturally an introvert, and I think out of my head and my heart. And it's going to take me probably some time to really meditate on this to like get my head wrapped around it. We live for him. What we do profits us nothing without that purpose being inside of him. We can only go so far, and we will not have the kind of success we think we should have. When we live to benefit the rest of the body, then you will see yourself prosper. When you think that you're going to consume everything on your own lust and for your own purposes, it's going to end well for you. And I had to say that to myself because I thought it was all about me. And I have a tendency to be very, very self-absorbed. This is your host of Urban on Narcissistic Retreat. So we learn to live a life of collaboration in Christ. Think about that. I want you to think about, what are you doing? Are you where you're supposed to be? Are you in your green pasture? If you are, and you're having some struggles right now, don't run away from the battle. Stay in your ground. Don't abandon your green pasture. God gave it to you. And make sure your works, examine your works to see if they benefit not only you, but the rest of the body. If they benefit the rest of the body, then you can be sure that you are where you're supposed to be. Only you and the Lord himself can tell you where, if it's benefiting the body. Your works will be examined. All of our works will be examined. This is your host, Laverne Bond, on Narcissistic Retreat, where we learn to live a collaborative life in Christ. Saying, have a blessed day. Don't be it.